When you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys like you know, all their clothing. Let's say, you know, someone buys their clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Oh, Hi, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam people here in the area commonly known as UBC Point Grey. My name is Audrey. You're listening to Too Dreamy. We were just listening to a brand new single by a brand new band to me. They are called Mother Mary. They are from New York City, and they just debuted that single called Catch Fire on Italians Do a Better label, which is my dream label. Oh my goodness. Italians do everything better, thanks Johnny Jewel. And yeah, they're pretty sweet. They are, they describe themselves as retro futuristic art pop, and they are named after Mary, Mother of Christ, which they describe as the ultimate symbol of religion, hypocrisy, and the insane expectations placed on women. It's the perfect example of what we expect of women. These two extremes: have children to procreate, but don't be sexual beings. And for Elise and Lorena, who are twins, identical twins from Montana, and they are making this music about reclaiming the narrative and wanting to rewrite the story of Mother Mary. So beautiful. I cannot wait to hear more music from them in the future. So we have a bunch of really awesome music for you today. We have new music by Soccer Mummy, by US Girls, and we're going to start off with another new song by White Poppy from their new or their upcoming album, Paradise Gardens. This is the song Rainbow here on CITR.
You are red, the ones I claim to love. So my punishment is I must hang throughout the air like this, and you will be your witness. Oh, there's a hum in here, the same sound that
I'm sure I would.
And we're back. We are just listening to Mint Records' Babes, Lea, with the song You Want It Real, or with the song All Night Long. Okay. It is going to the next song. Oh, Bandcamp. With the song Dipping in the Desert from their album You Want It Real. I totally know what I'm listening to. And before that, we had more Mint Records Babes, Woolworm, with the song Live For You from their album Awe. And we started off that set with White Poppy with the song Rainbow from their album Paradise Garden. I super love White Poppy. Oh my gosh. Like, I noticed they got a bit of a review in Pitchfork. Super proud of them. All those bands are local and close to my heart. So we're going to go next just a little bit across the way for U.S. girls. This is the song For American Dollars from their really, really, really very, very, very amazing new album, which I need to buy on vinyl so fast. Heavy Light here on CITR.
Secrets in an offshore fan, but my money is quick to count. I got four. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Like the laziest river, a vulture predisposed to eating off floors. No, wait, I take that back. I was more like an ocean stuck inside hospital corridors. My condition in general, despite what they say, improves. So I could care less on a night like this. I'm on the lookout for anything that moves, crimson tide. I know when to hold them, and I know when to leave. I know where to go, and I know how to breathe. I know how you blow bubbles. You can look at the world till you don't know what you've done. You can follow a salary to the bottom of the ocean. Is that yours? Throw it in the pot. I thought I was smart, I'm not. I thought I was sick and dying. Insane. The funeral's insane. vicious stampede, a vile promenade. But in China, teacups, two fools find love. Back at Hotel Parallel, hysteria, I can feel it. She says, get into the zone. The zone is brimstone and wire. You open your mouth to watch your teeth shudder at the mirror. At the clutter, crimson tongue.
Thank you.
we're back. We were just listening to Babe Corner with the song Fox Cabaret from their EP Killer that was just released a little bit ago. Before that, we had Destroyer with the song Crimson Tide from his latest album, Have We Met? And we started off that set with US Girls with the song Four American Dollars from their new album, Heavy Light. How is everyone's social distancing going? I know as an introvert, kind of digging it. A lot of events that I was kind of hoping to go to had gotten canceled. I'm sad about two of them for sure. Other ones, I'm just like, oh, an excuse to hang out and read books at home. Okay. But yes, there are still some really great events that are happening. And I want to tell you about some of them. First of all, Fire Hall Art Center is presenting Transcripts Part 1, The Women. And it's it is a play that looks really awesome. It's compiled from over 70 interviews with trans women from around the world to the stage. And the play follows seven characters through a series of monologues using the hero's journey as the structure for the piece. And it's playing at it is playing at Fire Hall Art Center. It looks like it starts today. I thought it started yesterday for some reason, but no, it starts today and it's running until Sunday, March 22nd. So if you want to go and check out a fun play, it might be a little intense, you never know, but still fun, you know, check it out. There's also another really awesome play that is happening called Double Happiness, Detour This Way. And a little bit about this play is that surrounding two parallel histories, Double Happiness, Detour This Way, winds through the complexity of the Chinese disopora. I can never say that word, but I'm sure you can. By tracing immigration paths, the two families connecting both shores of the Pacific using live music in a multimedia performance. One of the stars of the play is Robin Jacob, total sweetheart from Only a Visitor. If you've listened to my show before, I'm sure that you have heard Only a Visitor. And they are playing as well. So, again, I believe it started yesterday. It is ongoing until March 22nd. And they are playing it at Left of Main. I wonder if it's possible to, like, see both of them in one night. That would be totally sweet. I love plays. They're so fun, and I'm hoping to check out both. Some other things that are coming up is Princess Mononoke at the Rio Theater on Sunday, a matinee show. If you just need to have your heart warmed by, you know, some Studio Ghibli on the big screen, I totally encourage it. And also, I am presenting at a conference tomorrow, it turns out, via Skype. It's the Crack in the Concrete conference, and it happens in Victoria. I'm not currently in Victoria because I'm here with all of you, but let me just pull up the info on that. I love how Facebook has changed everything. So it's the fifth annual Cracks in the Concrete conference, and it is put on by Coastal Research Education and Advocacy Network, CREEN, which I am on the board for. And specifically, I'm going to be Skyping in on a panel for Kiss and Tell, Dating, Romance, and Healthy Relationships. So if you happen to be on the island and you want to see my lovely face, it's a free event. And yeah, you can check it out online, where they'll have some more information. Just type in Kiss and Tell into the Facebook and it will pop up. And yeah, one of my big secrets is that I'm training to be a therapist. So just wrapping up my clinical counseling internship next month, and that is where the world will be taking me. So yeah, I'm excited to talk about sex. It will be fun. Yeah, and also tonight at the Toast, there is a fundraiser for Eunice Doden Camp, and Be Afraid and Kitty Prozac will definitely be playing. Oh, and also, what is that band? It's something to do with a librarian. I don't know. It'll be pretty sweet, though. And I think that they're adding one more band to the bill. They're just finding another one. Unfortunately, another band that was supposed to play, there are some people who are not feeling too well. So it is a world where we're not feeling too well. But one of the best ways to band together against that sadness is to listen to What, because What is an amazing band. And let's take out our anger, because everything in the world is now a coffee shop. Here's White Walls by What from their album Now on CITR.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
It's a right for us to talk.
We thought. so close to tearing out my heart. Am I expendable? A waste of time. Am I a bed of nails that keeps you so sleep?
It looks like our time is coming to an end. That was Mitski with the song Cop Car, and before that was Alice Glass with Sleep It Off, both songs from the Turning soundtrack. Such uplifting songs during the pandemic. Oh my goodness. All about dying and not wanting to die. Wow, Audrey, way to set the mood. Before that, we had What with White Walls from their album Now. So it has been lovely spending all this time with all of you. I really hope that you all stay safe. Please do not fear those sweethearts that might be a little sniffly or coughing. They may be a cutie like me who might have like some seasonal allergies or asthma. But be safe. Do your social distancing, self-isolation, aka binge watching everything. And yeah, I will be back next week. I know I was going to take a couple weeks off, but coronavirus canceled all of my trips, so I'll be here for the next few weeks at least, bringing you some sweet music, and we're gonna leave you with some Soccer Mummy. This is the song, I'm gonna play this one here. We're gonna listen to Night Swimming from her new album Color Theory. Love you lots, and I'll catch you next week. And stay tuned for Beppe Crespin Presents coming up next with some sweet, sweet experimental love for all of you. Bye bye.